It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
As always, Doctor. Happy Labor Day week.
And how are we doing, Lowell?
Oh, we're doing tolerably well.
Okay. I want you to kind of highlight what you're talking about in your article that you sent me, which is always so prescient. It deals with the immediacy of what's going on in our politics. Can you go through some of the most salient issues in this latest article, Labor Day Dreams, as you call it, which deals with the history of Labor Day and why May Day, which is a pagan day used by the ancient Druids, is supported by the communists and the socialists. And Labor Day in America is completely different, although you can tell from the elements inside our political system, including the Demon Ratic Party, I call them the Demon Rats, that they want to turn America into a socialist republic and, if possible, fuse with a world government. Tell us about the history of Labor Day.
Well, let's start with the history of May Day, which is an ancient, going back thousands of years, day to celebrate basically fertility and the coming of spring. It was a day.
Now, you know that this day was at the end of I think 10 or 12 days of the days of Moloch and Baal. And what they would do is they'd do a ritual human sacrifice before a giant owl of babies. And if you didn't have a baby, you'd put a sweetbread with cardamom in it, to the Queen of Heaven, shaped in little boys like gingerbread boys and girls, put in the arms of this owl in the hot coals. So if you had a lascivious pregnancy from a other than your husband, you deliver it to Moloch to be destroyed on the May Day celebration. And in fact, what they're doing is a human sacrifice day to the owl god Moloch. People don't know this, do they?
No, and in fact, in the Middle East, you had Ashtoreth and Ishtar and all the fertility goddesses, and the idea of worshiping on a sacramental day would be that you would go to the Church of Ishtar, say, and you would pray by having sex with one of the priestesses.
Right.
That was actually a form of worship in those days, which must have made your wife feel terribly good. In any event, that is the tradition out of which May Day emerged.
There's
a very elaborate set of traditions to that. By the way, many of the symbols that were associated with that era, we now have come to associate with Easter. For example, Tammuz and the worship of Tammuz and the creation of the world out of a giant egg that fell into either the Tigris or the Euphrates River, I forget which, in Mesopotamia, the idea that you would pick water reeds and make baskets out of them, the idea that you would celebrate the spring holidays by coloring Easter eggs. Well, you didn't call them Easter eggs. You just called them eggs, symbolic of the great egg that fell from heaven to create the world. And therefore, people absorbed all of that into Easter, and hence a lot of Easter has paganism driven throughout it. So does Christmas, for that matter.
Well, Ishtar is the fertility goddess with all the eggs hanging on it. And, in fact, people don't understand the Statue of Liberty, which was also given by the French, was a copy of the statue they have in France. That's the copy of the Statue of Diana, which is, again, that's why it's kind of interesting to me that the socialists in France gave us the Statue of Liberty, Libertas. And tell us the story about Libertas. What does it mean?
I didn't write about Libertas.
Yeah. What I'm saying is that these all go back to ancient pagan religions, is what I'm saying. We can get into it later.
Our culture is so shot through with paganism that it's absurd.
Right.
For example, Where, for instance, does Jesus refer either to coloring Easter eggs in Scripture or the Easter bunny? Well, the Easter bunny actually comes from the goddess Oestre, the pagan goddess of the Norse,
right,
who had a magical bird that was her favorite. One day she decided just to cast a spell and turn the bird into a rabbit. And yet, the rabbit retained the ability to lay eggs like a bird. And so this whole thing comes from that particular pagan tradition. The same thing is true with Easter in the Yule log, in St. Nick himself, and so on. So you get a lot of that. And
wow,
in fact, much of it comes from the ancient holiday around Christmas time. The celebrations of Saturnalia and so on.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that I find most disturbing is people who call themselves journalists out there. They say that they're journalists, but the primary activity of a journalist is to be a whistleblower, right? To blow the whistle on something that's going wrong or misunderstood by society and trying to bring it into some form of understanding with logic and evidence. And that's what you do. But there's a lot of journalists that don't. They attack whistleblowers, and they attack whistleblowers especially in imbue the idea that a religious background to a conspiracy is a major factor. For example, all the secret orders in the world are all, in a sense, forms of anti-Christian and Druidism or some form of ancient paganism. All of the secret orders, including inside Islam, Judaism, Christianity, they're all secret orders or anti-Christian. And the people that are running the world are these basically secret orders. They run the intel agencies that are all connected, like Five Eyes that did the Steele dossier. They're the people that run a lot of these secret projects that people don't want to hear about, like underground cities, DUMs they call them, deep underground military bases, off-world space projects, weird genetic engineering, the weird financial systems like the Facebook that was recruited, by the way, Zuckerberg, by the no such agency, the NSA, to build Facebook. And, of course, their now new system is Libra, the financial system. So it all fits back to paganism, doesn't it? And what you're showing here basically is May Day, which, you know, Labor Day actually for us is completely different than for the other countries. Like when you go to, you know, Europe and elsewhere, they don't have a, you know, a Labor Day celebration that celebrates, in a sense, capitalism and exceptionalism. They just have the May Day in the spring. And, in fact, Antifa and the socialists and communists are getting more and more hostile and more violent to impose their will on the rest of us, aren't they?
Well, one of the points of my article, Labor Day Dreams, is that May Day was stolen as a holiday. I mean, it
right,
was originally supposed to be a holiday of fertility and so on.
Right.
It was taken over by the left to be an available popular holiday on which they could set class warfare. They could say, oh,
right,
this is a day for workers, and this is a day that we get the workers together and tell them how they're not like those evil capitalists who are robbing and exploiting them. In other words, it was a way to brainwash people into becoming more and more part of a class warfare exercise in destroying capitalism. That was the aim of it. And various people did not want that happening here. So the last good Democrat president in American history, Grover Cleveland, he
right,
was a conservative Democrat, and he said it would be much better if we had an alternative to the May Day socialist holiday that had been established by the socialist parties and the communist parties of Europe. And so he proposed and developed Labor Day as an alternative. And it's very interesting because it means that their holiday on the left is at a time when the fields are barren and being planted, when basically nothing is being harvested, when people are simply praying to God that the crops will come in and so on and the weather will be good.
Right.
On the other hand, ours is a holiday celebrated when the harvest is here, when people are beginning to enjoy the bounty, the success, the prosperity of what their labor has brought. And that's reinforced by the fact that this is also one of the greatest weeks of sales going on. In other words, it's important to have a society that is truly free market capitalist. You notice every society is built and focused on one particular orientation of a human being. Like Labor Day is built on you as worker, but capitalism is based on you as consumer. What's the difference? Well, we're not all workers, but we are all consumers. It's a much more democratic holiday that we celebrate here. And consuming is a lot more fun. Going to a store, getting a great bargain on something you would enjoy having. And that is what workers in this country get to enjoy. Now, one of the difficulties of forcing people to join labor unions in the blue-collar sector was always remarkable in that they, about a third of them, in fact, more than a third, actually were enjoying enough income as unionized workers with an organized union there, extorting, twisting the arm of their employer to get more and more money out of them or more benefits, that the workers, ironically, ceased to be Democrats, and they looked around and said, to heck with this working, with this worker ethos and fighting capitalism. All I know is I'm making a lot of money, and I'm having to pay a lot of it in taxes. And so they began to think like Republicans. And that today is true of about 35% of unionized workers. But at the blue-collar industrial level, there aren't very many unionized workers left. They make up about 6% of the workforce.
Yeah, you're talking about, in other words, most of the unions are government workers. They're not the blue-collar workers out in the industry.
About 37% of government workers are now unionized, yes.
Wow.
And the way you get unionized, of course, is you have no say in it whatever. You just arrive at the job one day and find that your boss or some key politician in a position to command it has ordered that your part of the government will now be unionized. And so, domini, 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 we're all union members now. And, oh, by the way, here is the bill for your dues that will be now taken from your paycheck. The union will take your dues. It will then parcel those dues out to the very politicians who authorized the unions having that power to begin with. In other words, it's a kickback scheme. You're paid government money. The government money is taken back from you in union dues. A big fat chunk of the union dues are then given to the politicians who gave the unions the power in the first place. The unions are more powerful. The politicians are delighted because they're getting huge amounts of money. Organized labor is still the single biggest monetary contributor to political candidates in the United States. We have the obscenity when this happens at the local level that you may have your local mayor or city councilman or whatever sitting across the table negotiating the next contract with members of the police force, the firefighters, and other groups who are government employees who are unionized, whether they wanted to be or not. And therefore, those are the people who get me elected. Am I going to go against them getting a fat pay raise or not? Am I going to go against them getting a fat increase in their government pension or not? Oh, no. No, I will continue. I'll offer another 9% on their pension, even though I know it can never be paid, because it will only be clear that it can't be paid 10, 15, 20 years from now when I'm retired. So I'll go ahead and screw the taxpayers in order to help these union members. But the union members will wind up paying even more in dues that will be kicked back to me for my next election. This is what unions have become in the United States. And by the way, you know what the Democratic Party has sought so eagerly? A lot of these details are in my column, Labor Daydreams, at worldnetdaily.com. If you analyze how these games are played, the unions, what?
Yeah, that's just our board op telling us that we have 30 seconds left of the segment. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, I can go into the discussion when we get back.
We're coming back in about 5 minutes. This is important to understand these factors because our current situation, which is not good, has been brewing for a while, hasn't it?
Oh, it has. We've gotten deeply immersed in it.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapy throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
We're going live. Are we live? I didn't hear a bumper. So, Tomas, I'm not hearing the bumpers anymore. What's happening? I didn't come through my phone. There we are. I can hear. And we are back now with Lowell Fonte. Lowell, please continue your dialogue. This is extremely instructive of why we have our current political system. Go ahead.
Oh, sure. After World War II, for a time, nearly 35% of American factory workers were unionized. A lot of them had been unionized during and before the war by basically FDR's order. So today, that has declined rather significantly. Only about 6% of factory workers are still unionized. And so the Democratic Party has been working hard to change an unfortunate, as they see it, procedure, whereby traditionally workers were given a chance, at least at the blue-collar level, not the government level, to have a secret ballot vote as to whether they wanted to be unionized or not. They made it a secret ballot vote on the assumption that, oh, the evil factory owner would somehow do terrible things to you or intimidate the workers if he knew how you were voting, because you might vote for the union. However, the problem is, in more and more of the secret ballot votes, workers look at the union and say, we don't want to pay those kind of dues. And therefore, they vote not to unionize, and the union is doomed. Well, that doesn't make the unions happy. So what is the Democratic Party doing to continue its own kickbacks of campaign contributions, its biggest source of funds out of the industrial sector of the U.S.? Well, they are implementing or want to implement a thing called card check. And in card check, you no longer have a secret ballot if you're a worker. Instead, you may be walking down an alley to your car at the factory site one day, and suddenly you are surrounded by 12 union goons and thugs that may be carrying guns, that may be carrying baseball bats, that may be carrying sticks with nails driven through them. And these people surround you, and they say, hey, Pally, you haven't signed on to the union yet. We've got a card right here. And if you sign this card, you're agreeing that you want the factory to unionize and you want to be a union member. We want you to sign this card right now, and we'll turn it in for you. In other words, it is the purest, rawest form of criminal thug intimidation to force people to join the union, not by secret voting, as is traditional in the U.S., but by making each person individually in private, surrounded by God only knows how many bullies, thugs, and criminals, sign a card. And the moment he signs it, all of his rights to be a non-union member are gone. That's what the Democratic Party is pushing today, because it's virtually the only way they can continue to get people to sign up to be union members, that at least outside the government. Now, is this unusual? No, if you look back, you will find that before there was a Ku Klux Klan, before there was an Antifa wearing their masks going around beating people on the streets for daring to be conservatives, before there was the violence and intimidation of the Democratic Party today, there was organized labor, where if you dared go to work for a factory where other workers had walked off their jobs, you would be called a scab. You might be shot from ambush. You might be seized upon and beaten, your arms and legs broken, and so on. And by the way, this is true not only of the kind of union members we've long associated with organized crime, or that you saw depicted in the movie On the Waterfront in their thuggishness, which was a very true portrayal, or, you know, but all before any of that, there was the organized labor kind of violence that was routine and directed and was horrific. I mean, that's the origin of that kind of political violence in America today. And so I'm not sure we should be celebrating that unless we're celebrating the fact that it's now something in the rearview mirror of history and that it is going away. It's going away in part because individual jobs are going to be going away soon as workers are replaced by robots and instead are given a guaranteed minimum or basic income by the government so that everybody will receive a check for, say, $1,000, $1,200, $1,500 a month. And that will be your basic income. If you and a couple of friends get together, you can afford a place to live, you can afford food to eat, and so on. This will be replacing welfare as it's existed in the past. And as I say, it will be given to everybody. Part of the beauty of it, why even many libertarians like myself have supported it, is that, yes, it continues to give welfare to ordinary people, even if they have money, even if they have a job. But, and its positive side, the way welfare works in America today is for every dollar allocated by the government to go to the poor, only about 19 cents of that money ever gets to the poor. 81 cents of that money just goes to maintain the welfare state bureaucracy, which means the $100,000 a year political appointees, the social workers, and so on. All the people who are part of the welfare state who are not the poor. These are the people, ironically, who when a poor person says, I don't think I should be collecting welfare. I've got a chance to have a job. I'll go get a job. These are the people who run up to that person and say, oh, no, no, don't go off welfare. Why do they say that? Well, very simply because their jobs depend on having a handful of poor people who are the pretext for the welfare state. And so we're going into a society where those jobs will be done by robots. And the robots themselves will be heavily taxed by the government. In fact, that's already right. Being started here, as it was in Europe. The robots will be taxed because, after all, they're taking the place of humans who were being taxed.
Right.
But the good news, if you're an employer, is the robot is not a human being. The robot is perfectly willing to work 24 hours a day, yet essentially never gets sick, never retires, never gets moody, never betrays the boss. I mean, it's a perfect employee from the government, from the business point of view. And so the employers are happy. The workers, the former human workers who are now just getting a check for doing nothing, money for nothing and your chicks for free, they are relatively happy because they don't have to work, they don't have to get up, they don't have to go to a job. And the robots are presumably happy because they're not programmed to be unhappy. So that's the future of Labor Day. We've looked at the past, we've looked at the future, and now in this Labor Day week, we are celebrating just by having the last picnics before summer is officially over. We're putting away our seersucker summer suits. We are doing all kinds of fun things. Oh, and by the way, down in Australia, where I guess they would celebrate May Day, there is a woman vegan in Perth, Australia, who is now asking the court to deal with her neighbors because her neighbors are always throwing a shrimp or fish or meat on the barbie, and she doesn't like the smell of cooking flesh. So she's deeply offended. She doesn't think others have the right to have a barbecue at this or any other time of year. And her neighbors, being Australian, being descended from criminals, but being tremendously independent and strong-minded people, they are saying, well, to heck with it. We are all going to get together in a few days, and we're going to have a joint barbecue around her house. And about 1,200 of us are going to bring our portable barbecues, and are going to cook things so the smoke and the smell can wisp over her house. That is the Australian response.
That's good. Australians are tough that way. Although
the United States,
they surrendered their guns a few years ago, didn't they, as a buyback? Right?
Oh, you heard about what happened in Australia?
Tell me.
The Australian government just carried out a nationwide police attack on gun owners. And everyone holding a gun that the Australian government did not want them to hold, like a quasi-military rifle or whatever,
right,
suddenly found a knock at the door at some strange hour like midnight, and the police confiscating their guns. It all happened by total surprise.
And, how long ago was this now?
What?
How long ago
was this?
It's
been in the last 48 hours.
Oh, really? Well, I would imagine a lot of rural areas, if you do that, you're probably going to end up more than just a gun. You're probably going to end up with some bullets in you. And I know in America, with 93 million armed Americans with hundreds of millions of guns and billions of bullets, this an attempt by the demon rats or the globalists to take our guns will result in a violent civil war. And we'll not only use guns, we'll be using advanced scalar and other types of weapons that will be either lethal or non-lethal, that they'll be very surprised to be met with. In fact, most of the military and police won't do this. I had a report a few years ago that in New York State, the governor wanted them to seize veterans' guns if they had previous PTSD or other problems. And the SWAT team said, look, they met with the governor and said, look, the first home we're going to get the guns. Second home, they're going to come up with armor-piercing weapons and kill us. They'll be on the roof and elsewhere. And people have to understand this. Taking the guns from Americans is a whole different thing than Aussies or Canadians or anybody else. You try to take our guns, you're going to have a civil war. And it'll be bloody, won't it?
Well, what you're describing is exactly what happened at Lexington and Concord at the start of the American Revolution. You know, the shot heard around the world occurred because British troops had marched 25 miles inland from Boston to Concord and Lexington on a mission to try to seize all of the stores of gunpowder and shot that the colonials had been gathering. And so it was an attempted at massive gun control by the British, and it was met with the colonials shooting back. After a colonial or two died on the bridge, the rude bridge that arched the flood, as the poet put it, a bridge on which I've, by the way, had the honor of standing, lo and behold, the people there said, we're not going to take this from the British. And no, they did not just sit back. The British had to make it 25 miles back to Boston. And virtually every mile of the way, there were colonials in the woods on either side of the road shooting at them. And the colonials, while they did not have better military guns, they did have better guns. That is, they were using things like Kentucky long rifles, which could shoot the eye out of a squirrel at 300 yards. So they could kill the British at far greater range than the British could kill them. And they just sat on both sides of the road and killed British. I think the British lost, a third or a half of their troops on the way back to Boston. And that was the beginning of the American Revolutionary War in its military phase.
Exactly, yeah.
And could that happen again? Well, I'm sure Americans are now much weaker and more cowardly than they used to be. But no, among the 40% of significant gun-owning Americans, you see why people like Beto O'Rourke now just outright, and Joe Biden for that matter, just outright advocate what they jokingly call gun buybacks from the people, in which the authorities will come to your door and say, we have $100 to pay you for your AR-15. You can either accept the money or we'll shoot you here on the spot if you don't give it to us. And that's a rather unpleasant manner. See, when you call it a gun buyback, you're engaging in the ultimate insult because the American people, individuals, did not buy that gun from the government to begin with. The government has no claim on that gun legally whatever. And as an American consumer, you have every right to say, I don't think I will sell my gun today. I think I'll keep it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Amazing analysis. I have a feeling down the road, hopefully not during the second term of Trump, but down the road, the increased attack on guns is going to get worse, isn't it?
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it, too, with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I'm going to call him in an hour if you can. All right, talk to you guys later. Go, I'm on air. Bye. Even your emotions have an echo and so much space. Okay, so, Lowell, please continue your analysis, because here's where I see this going. When we have a problem with a mass murder, and by the way, they don't talk about murders that occur even more frequently, say, in Chicago, the Democrats, because every one of these Democratic cities is a kill zone. 98% of the murders that occur are in no-gun zones, where people that could defend themselves, the person that went to the Walmart here just recently, traveled 685 miles and actually went to Walmart where he knew pretty well nobody would have guns because most of them were illegals that didn't want to apply for a license to have a gun in Texas. And so if he had gone to one where, let's say, there was a black lady or Hispanic gentleman with a sidearm, either a concealed carry or open carry, he probably would have been shot immediately. And so we see a situation where they want to attack the law-abiding citizens with guns where, for example, the number of people killed with a long rifle is like less than 2%. Most of them are killed with other types of weapons. But, you know, when you hear comments like even Biden saying that anything that has a thing that attaches to your gun that has more than one bullet should be illegal, well, that's all guns. I mean, I don't know where these people get these comments, but do they want to disarm the public so they can totally control us? What's up?
Oh, absolutely. Just as the British did 200 years ago. I mean, as Chairman Mao Zedong of Communist China said, political power grows out of the barrel of a gun. Well, he's quite right. I mean, whether you like it or not, how well you sleep tonight depends on how strong the U.S. military is. And we've long had this problem with the political left. The political left, as Rudyard Kipling said, likes to mock the ones who guard them while they sleep. Well, that's the British Army, boys and girls. The British, however, have become a much weaker people than they used to be. They used to be one of the great military people of the world. Now, we try to leave this up to the United States, but of course our strength is based on the fact that, as in the movie Sergeant York with Gary Cooper, you see this these people who are raised, who spent their entire childhoods hunting. Guns are second nature to them. I don't know how you were in Canada, but growing up in the West, here in the United States, a gun was just something you had around all the time. You just expected to go out shooting on the weekend or hunting.
Right.
It was very ordinary. You did not think of it. You were not frightened by it. It was just a tool like an axe or a knife or anything else. But somehow, these city-dwelling liberals want you to be totally dependent on them, and they do not want you to have political power. They want to have the political power, and therefore they must take political power away from you.
Right.
Now, if you have the power to defend yourself and even better, to stand against them, they don't have the political power they want to have. They cannot play dictator. There are limits to how much they could do. So, of course,
some of the things they want to do, if you're looking at getting rid of fossil fuels, getting rid of airplanes and automobiles, going back to a pre-industrial era, 1750, couldn't even support the world population. They want mass murder.
Or just to have you dependent on that monthly government check, which they can cut off at any time.
Right.
Sure. So they have the populace at their mercy. That is their idea of a perfect world. And, of course, eventually they will just reduce the population to close to zero. Those who are not willing to work basically as slaves will be eliminated by infertility. And you notice how the fertility rate has dropped by phenomenal amounts in the United States. The sperm count has fallen by 60%. Testosterone level is only a tiny fraction of what it used to be. And yet, as you said, where there are criminals with guns, they are often given special treatment. Just days ago, the man who killed, Steinle in San Francisco. This girl is walking down near the bay in San Francisco with her father, and suddenly she's struck by a bullet in the back. The bullet is fired by a gun being handled by an illegal alien who has six or seven times come back to the United States after being ejected from the country. The authorities caught him dead to rights with the gun, which had been stolen from a government agent, gotten out of the car of a government agent. And lo and behold, just days ago, a court in San Francisco decided, the only thing we actually convicted him of was being in possession of an illegal gun. But that's too cruel for an illegal alien. We like illegal aliens. We are a sanctuary city. We are now reversing that criminal decision against him. So he is now found guilty of nothing. He literally shot a woman in the back and killed her. They would not even call it manslaughter. It was
Wow.
not even an accidental killing from their point of view. It was nothing. And so he was allowed essentially to just walk away from all of this. In other words, if you go to Chicago, which, as you rightly say, has dozens and dozens of people shot every weekend, and nobody thinks a thing of it, it seems, you will find that most of those shootings are done by 20-year-old, 18-year-old, fighting for drug dealer turf.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And those people may be arrested, may get a slap on the wrist, are often back
right.
on the street in a matter of hours, and are
right.
never prosecuted for the gun crimes they commit.
Amazing, isn't
being
it?
In possession of such weapons. So they will prosecute you or me for having a gun. California is about to implement a law saying that any gun you have must be kept with a trigger lock on it in a locked safe where it would take you 20 minutes to retrieve it if you were threatened by anyone.
Wow.
And if you are caught in violation of that gun storage law, you can be subject to years in prison. If they break into your house and say, I want to see your gun right now, and your gun is not at that moment in that safe locked up, you are a criminal, and they will punish you. They wouldn't punish the murder of Miss Steinle, but they will punish
wow.
you.
You know, that's you know, just looking at this logically, that's pure insanity, isn't it? I think they're getting ready to do something very, very bad. Now, you know, people would say it's a conspiracy theory. It's not. It's a reality. And I've had my
persecution for being a whistleblower, and I'm sure you have too. But just raising issues is. Oh, I hear an echo coming on. Yeah. So. So tell us what do you think is going to happen next? I don't hear.
I don't hear.
Lowell now.
Am I here?
Go ahead, Lowell. Yeah, we got.
I was just saying in Craig Smith's and my latest book, Craig, you see one every week with Neil Cavuto on Fox
right.
Business. Our latest book, Money, Morality, and the Machine, goes into this as one of several issues about how the people are having the power taken away from them as citizens. You not only cease to be middle class, you cease to be independent, but you also cease to be able to maintain your own safety. And this is just a routine government procedure. By the way, that book, the good news is you can get absolutely free and postpaid. And on a beautiful holiday week, what a great opportunity to do so. Just by dialing a toll-free number, this will not cost you a penny. We'll pay the postage and everything. 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue, is the number. 800-630-1492.
Exactly. That will allow people to get a hold of these
immediately. When you see Donald Trump fighting desperately, almost as a man alone, all he has is the votes of the people behind him. He doesn't have the unelected government, the deep state behind him. You may have noticed, for example, a few days ago, one of the former heads of the Federal Reserve Board. These are the people who control our money. The head of the Fed is one of the few people who can be said to be as powerful, at least in one dimension, the money dimension, as the President of the United States. One of the former leaders, well, the leader of the New York Fed, his name is Dudley, he wrote an editorial or an op-ed in Bloomberg, a business news entity, in which he exhorted the current head of the Federal Reserve to take every step necessary to see to it that Trump lost in 2020. And the Fed has the power to do that. I mean, Trump will win or lose based on how the economy is. how the economy is depends on what the Fed does with interest rates. If the economy is growing rapidly, Trump will be reelected overwhelmingly. If the economy collapses, Trump may have a very hard time getting reelected. And the Fed has the ability to make that happen. I mean, all they have to do is, as they did the moment he was elected, interest rates had been kept near at essentially zero for 8 years of Barack Obama to help Obama's economy. The moment Trump was elected, they began jacking up the interest rates.
Exactly.
But, I mean, if you raise the interest rates 2%, you have just destroyed economic growth by 2% in the country, basically. And they were beginning to jack up the interest rates by 2, 3, 4, 5%. They were on the way to doing that. And Trump objected very loudly, and now they've halted to see what kind of response in the world there is. The only problem they now have is they are globalists. They would rather have a world government. But if they jack up the interest rates too high here, they might not just collapse the U.S. government. They might collapse the entire world economy.
I think they would, actually. I think that's likely to happen.
So the question is, in order to defeat Trump, are they willing to destroy the entire global economy?
Wow. Amazing, isn't
it? That's the calculation they're making now, as they heavily support communist China every way they can.
Right. Well, we see that already with both the Democrats and the Republicans. We have Rhino Republicans that are actually part of the problem, too. And globalists. Look at some of the people who want to push for more.
Oh, yeah, you see the betrayal of Boris Johnson. Remember,
right now, for example, we talked about this yesterday with John W. Spring, that Trump, instead of removing the nukes in Laurentia Island and Punta Huerta, he opposed the Aegis anti-missile systems to kind of challenge the Russians, rather than kind of shutting down their accounts. Same with China. China allows the carfentanil to come to America to the tune of killing most American citizens last year enough carfentanil. We're basically in a trade war.
Opium war.
Right. We're in an opium war with China now. And China takes the attitude of, well, I want all your intellectual property, including AI, because in 5 years, and Xi has wrote a document on this, that in 2025, he wants to take over artificial intelligence and manufacture of all consumable goods in the world. And they're working toward this. And Gordon Chang was on. He'll be back on this next, I think, the 12th of September with his book 10 years ago called The Coming Collapse of China. What I see happening is a world that's heading toward a new order of the financial world. It should move toward, as we talk about with LaRouche, the idea of a world currency exchange system from America to other countries that's locked in so you can't have tariff and non-tariff barriers, because we put a tariff on China, they just simply devalue their currency. And when we talk about Labor Day, it's not just a matter of moving to robotics, because 90% of the new jobs in the future, and we're not talking about robotic, haven't even been invented yet. So the problem is, it's not going to all just be taken over by robots and AI. I mean, the idea that you can have AI doctors and AI nurses and AI this and that, the idea that you can take over all jobs, and of course new ones are going to be created. The problem is, the state would love that, so the state is the one issuing the checks so you can buy food and have lodging. Because the globalist controllers like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders Claus, that's where they're up about, isn't it?
Oh, sure. And right now,
hey,
Boris Johnson is being attacked because he wants to go ahead and Brexit, and they don't.
So we are still talking now. So do contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, and ask questions in the show regarding this. We're going to have Lowell back on next Wednesday. Amazing article, and we'll have it posted up today after the show. Thank you, Lowell Ponte. Amazing analysis and brilliance every time with that book.